Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. Who's holding the sword anyway? I can remember both of my boys running around in diapers or shorts, armed with a plastic sword, intent on finding a dragon to slay. What a funny sight to see such little heroes with milk mustaches from breakfast, set on such a valiant mission. Yet, it can seem much the same as we raise our young people, tweens and teens, to wield their spiritual swords. It can even bring a grin to our faces to imagine our 3, 6, or 14-year-olds doing spiritual battle, can't it? In Ephesians chapter 6, we are reminded, first of all, that the battle belongs to the Lord, and we are to be strong in His mighty power. Then, in verse 11, the Lord reminds us that we have an adversary. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. It is our temptation to think that the enemy would allow our kids to grow up and prepare before he would launch a full-on attack against the weakest among us. But we, if that is our conclusion, would be wrong. The enemy has launched an attack on our children, and he's ruthless in his efforts. They are faced with bullying, drugs, sex, social media, sickness, and distracted adults far too early in their little lives. It's imperative that we parents realize that we must arm our children for the spiritual battle that they face. The good news is that they are equipped by the power of his might, and in Ephesians 6, we learn of the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, feet ready with the gospel of peace, and the belt of truth and the shield of faith. And there is a sole weapon of offense, the sword of the Spirit that is the Word of God. Our little boy in a diaper but full of confidence in his plastic sword may have a difficult time defeating his dragon. But that same little boy, armed with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, I guarantee you when the enemy looks at him, he does not see a milk mustache and pull-ups. He sees a true, valiant warrior. I would like to share next with you some practical ways to equip and train our kids and our teenagers to become proficient in their use of their swords. Sometimes we adults could use a few tips as well. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and I want to let you know about a one-day women's event that we're going to have at CareNet. It's going to be July 15th from 2 in the afternoon till 8 that evening, and we're going to go through the Bible study by Beth Moore on 2 Timothy called Entrusted. It's fabulous. You don't want to miss it. You can sign up at thehopechoice.com.